says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, a woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I can plow a field all day long. I can catch catfish from dusk till dawn.
It's July 26, 2020. You're tuned into the Trump Phenomenon. I'm James Kelso, your host for the next 2 hours. This is our Sunday Spectacular. And your best chance to get a call in at 800-313-9443. I'll keep an eye here on my chat board to see when you appear, if you do, and put you on the air. And welcome to all of you, speaking of air out there, all of you folks out there on the air in TalkStream Liveland. Thank you very much for tuning us in. All righty, I think, what do we have, about 100 days to go here? I didn't give you a number to call in, 800-313-9443. Let me look at the clock here, the countdown clock. And I think it is 100 or so days. Election countdown. Countdown to what, folks? Heaven or hell? I don't know. 99 days, 8 hours. 99 days. Can you believe it? And what we're looking at is 99 days until we'll find out whether we have a country anymore. With the greatest leader we've ever had, and I'll play you a few people who are appreciating that in just a moment. Or we'll be led by a communist rabble, AOC, Ilhan Omar, Nancy Pelosi. I mean, it'll be a complete hijacking of America. Chuck Schumer. We will have lost our country. Now, it's conceivable that some sort of a miracle could occur that, it wouldn't be very much of a, be kind of a unsatisfying kind of miracle if we lost the presidency but somehow hung on to the Senate or retook the House. That would offer a little kind of a respite, a little bit of breathing room, possibly. President Biden and whatever vicious vice president he comes up with would not have completely free reign. But in more, the greater likelihood is that if Trump loses on November 3rd, if the election is stolen, it's rigged. The president said it just the other day. This election is rigged. It is rigged. You can still win a rigged election. You can still beat the rigging. The president did it last time. The election was rigged last time. But it's rigged big time now, this time. They're ready. The left is ready. So in all likelihood, if we lose through rigging the presidency, we'll also lose the Senate and the House. And folks, that'll be it on America. That'll end of game. Game, set, match, over, done. Stick a fork in it. You'll never see another conservative president. You'll never see another conservative House or Senate. The borders will be thrown wide open. The Second Amendment will be gutted. The First Amendment will be gutted. The Constitution will be long gone. That'll be the end of America. That's how bad it is. I mean, can you imagine the World War? I was talking to somebody about this the other day, and I said, rather than face what we face right now on November 3rd, I'd rather go through World War II again. Not that I was there. I wasn't. But as horrible as World War II was, I think it was better than what we're facing on November 3rd. That's how, if it goes wrong on November 3rd. Because World War II was something from which you could recover, you could rebuild, you could repopulate. But taking a darker view, or a dark view even of World War II, what we're experiencing now actually may just be the what Charles Lindbergh predicted when he wrote Aviation Geography and Race, that article in Reader's Digest for the November issue of Reader's Digest, when after Hitler's invasion of Poland on September 1st, 1939, Charles Lindbergh wrote, we may be seeing the end of Western, a war that will end Western civilization. And this might be that end that Lindbergh predicted. Here it is, the end of Western civilization. Thank you, Adolf. Good job, you clown. Setting the white race at war with itself and making all of the ideals that were so noble, ignoble. So I wanted to start the show on a cheery note. And if you were having a bad day, I wanted to lift up your spirits. I hope I did it with that commentary right there. Just kidding. Now let's do so. Let's get on to a man whose spirit cannot be broken. This is a Donald Trump, 84.2 million followers on. And you know, I'm not going to call these tweets anymore. That's silly. These are his messages to you. Donald Trump is messaging to you. I asked somebody earlier today whether they were reading Donald Trump's messages. I didn't say tweets. And sadly, this person wasn't reading those messages. A lot of people who should be reading them aren't reading them. These are messages from the greatest American who ever lived, the greatest president ever, the man who can possibly save our nation, directly to you. All right, so let's see what he's written. And these are, here's a tweet. I got to cure myself of this. A message. Now, I'll slip up, don't worry. But remind me if I say the word tweet again. I hate Twitter and I hate the word tweet. All I can hear when I hear that word Twitter is Rockin' Robin. Stupid rock and roll song from my high school days. Tweet-a-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-tweet-a-dee-dee-dee-dee-tweet-a-dee-dee-dee-tweet-tweet-tweet-tweet-tweet. Rockin' Robin. All right. Got that out of my system. Okay, the messages from the president. 22 minutes ago, 29 minutes ago, 34 minutes ago. So he's messaging. God, I almost said it again. Like crazy. A message an hour ago. These are all really powerful messages. So let's start. Let's work our way back here. Let's go to the 24 minutes ago. Because of my strong focus on the China virus. I love how he sticks to that. And remember, notice this, Nancy Pelosi, this, I'll try to use clean language, bleep, bleep, bleep kind of person. Nancy Pelosi called the virus, the China virus, she called it the Trump virus just the other day. And that went without any correction or excoriation. No, the media love it. Nancy Pelosi calling the China virus the Trump virus. He says, including scheduled meetings on vaccines, our economy, and much else, I won't be able to be in New York to throw up the opening pitch for the Yankees on August 15th. We will make it later in the season. Brilliant, brilliant move by the president. And you can appreciate what we're talking about there. The president watched in horror on his TV, I'm sure, just as you may have, the opening Yankee game in Washington, D.C., against the Washington Nationals. That was their away opener. The president is scheduled to throw out the first pitch on their home opener in Yankee Stadium. So the president watched in horror as this pathetic, puke, traitor, communist, Hillary fan, same thing, Hillary, Anthony Fauci threw out the, did he throw that first pitch? It looked like he, in a spastic kind of motion, the pitch was propelled forward. I wouldn't call it a throw. It was the most spastic pitch of a baseball I've ever seen in my life. And this guy pretends he's an athlete, a star athlete from his high school days. Well, he must have had really severe neuromuscular damage since those glory days of his athleticism, because they're gone, gone, gone. So Donald Trump is going to be the follow-up act to this puke Fauci. The president did very well to say, you know, gee, I just can't make it. But the other thing he had to endure was this. When the Yankees open in Yankee Stadium, as far as the president knows, and he has no control over this, and nobody will tell him honestly because everybody is lying. They're all lying. The Yankees, every single man, and I use the term imaginatively and loosely, every man on the Yankees and every man on the Nationals was on their knees, on their knee. They were on one knee when the national anthem began. I can tell you right now, President Trump does not want to be in that stadium, Yankee Stadium, when they pull a stunt like that again. And why would they not? They're probably going to do it in every game. Every game you or I never attend again. Kneeling for the national anthem. That's why I say, you can't make this crap up. Kneeling for the national anthem? That's impossible. If I told you that would be happening 3 years ago, no way, Kelso. Stop smoking those funny cigarettes. Stop drinking. Get a doctor to look at it. No, it's happening. And all sorts of things. The city's burning with the mayors cheering it on. Communists running our cities. The media then blaming Donald Trump for the violence in the cities. Donald Trump is trying to stop the violence. And I'll tell you, I had the horrible experience this weekend of talking to people that I otherwise highly respect who get their news off of the puke media, and they believe this crap. These are good people. My friends, they believe that Donald Trump is stirring up the violence. They believe that. Good people. Folks, if that's happening across America, we're over. It's done. We are, our level, we have just gone off the scale of the sucker scale. If we're ready to believe crap like that, we don't have a brain. There is no brain left in America. We have been dumbed down to the point where we can't handle freedom. Not something I enjoy saying. If my life depended on it, and I had to bet who's going to win on November 3rd, and my life does depend on it, this may sound a little ironic, I think Joe Biden's going to win. So let's read some more from the greatest president we've ever had. So he's not going to be able to throw out the first pitch. That's great. Thank you, Mr. President. Good call. His next tweet, 31 minutes ago, prior, he says, the lamestream media, including Fox News. Now, this is where the president's painting with a dark brush, as I am. because he's including Fox News now in the bad picture. This is his way of saying, folks, it's over. The only outlet we had, the only place where some patriotic message was coming across, is gone too. We ain't got nothing. He says the lamestream media, including Fox News, which has really checked out. Let that sink in. You think I'm being exaggerative or I'm being gloomy? No, that's the president saying that, which has really checked out, is refusing to show what is really going on in Portland, Seattle, and other places. They want the American public to believe that these are just some wonderful protesters, not radical left anarchists. And I'll just put in a just a kind of a superfluous commentary here. Of course, and the president knows this. They aren't anarchists either. Communists. These are not people who don't believe in no government and defy all authority. No, no, they believe in authority big time. These are communists. That's too nice a word, anarchist. Then here he tweets 5 minutes earlier. Oh, God, I said it. He messages 5 minutes earlier. There is no way a place like Pennsylvania can vote for the radical left and their puppet, Joe Biden, when they, meaning the demon rats, are against fracking, against steel production, and just about everything else that Pennsylvania stands for. Likewise, Texas and many other states, 3 exclamation marks. Now, what the president's saying right there, of course, is this can't be happening. This can't be happening. You know, wake me up. Tell me this is a dream. The demon rats burning our cities, destroying our heritage, our culture, our history, bad-mouthing everything that's wonderful about us, hating America. They're going to win an election? Tell me it ain't so. Are we that bleeping dumb? Is the corruption that bleeping deep? Is the voter fraud that bleeping extensive? Now, remember, by the way, a lot of people have already voted in, well, wait, not in the presidential election. I don't think. Correct me if I'm wrong. You can't vote. There's no presidential ballot out yet, is there anywhere? A lot of people have voted in congressional primaries. Okay, all right. I'm just saying that as regards the late hour of the presidential debates, it's the last one's only 10 days before the election. And at that point, I do believe a lot of people will have voted with absentee ballots and voter fraud and motor voter, various others. So there will be millions of votes, fraudulent votes already sent in. By the time of the debates, people will not have even heard Biden yet. They'll already have voted for him. Here's another one. Here's another choice one just an hour ago. A guy named... I'll just read the president's comment. The president says, so the Washington Post is running the Reagan Foundation. And they mentioned Frederick Ryan Jr. is the chairman of the Reagan Foundation. He's also the publisher and CEO of the Washington Post. What? Is this a dream? Now, wait till you hear the rest of the message, not tweet, the rest of the message. We'll be right back. Stay tuned.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Nikki, great product. Have to try it for a few months to see results. After taking Extendovite for about 6 months, I have noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from carpal tunnel. I will continue to buy the product. Ken Peaks, 5 out of 5 stars. Works as advertised. This formula is very powerful. Be careful to follow directions. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure has stabilized and my lower edema has reduced. Lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. Thank you. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You know, as just that song described, there won't bring those poor boys back in the grave. And you know, what's done is done. And I'm getting the feeling here with 99 days to go that what's done is done. Our dumbed down education system, the corruption of as the president said this week in his tweets. This isn't education, it's indoctrination. It's been that way for a long time. There's a lot of indoctrinated dumbasses out there. And they're supposed to, you know, they're supposed to vote intelligently. I got news. They can't. They can't vote intelligently. And there's too many of them. Then we've got the media. The takeover is complete. It's complete. So you got dumbasses who, even if they had good information, couldn't compute based on good information, but they're given crap information. So you got crappy thinkers with crappy information, and you expect a good election result to come out of that? Oh, no. You got crappy voters who are getting crappy information and who are going to vote in a corrupt, rigged election system. And you think out of that, Donald Trump's going to win re-election? Well, I hope so. I hope so. But, you know, I'll try walking on water. If that happens, I'll step out of my son's little pool and see if I can walk on the water there. Because I think that might be more likely than that Trump will manage to win. All right, so let's go to the – I was reading a tweet, a message here from the president. He says, so the Washington Post is running the Reagan Foundation. And he bases this on a – he noticed a comment online that the guy who runs the Reagan Foundation also runs the Washington Post, which is owned by Jeff Bezos. And Rhino, he says, and Rhino, Paul Ryan, is on the board of directors of Fox. Fox News, Fox Corporation, which has been terrible. Now, here's the optimist president says, we will win anyway. So the president, he's aware of all this. Brainwashed, crappy voters who are receiving crappy information, who will then proceed into a crappy, corrupt election system. And then he says, we will win anyway. Well, God bless Donald Trump. I hope he's right. But it will be a miracle. And then he says, even with the phony Fox News suppression polls, which have been seriously wrong for 5 years. Now, what does he mean by suppression polls? Well, that's what the corrupt media has been doing to you and me and America for all these years. They put out poll after poll after poll, which are what? Lying. They're lying. They've been lying to you your whole life. Your schools are lying to your children. Your media is one big fat lie. Your local politicians are professional liars. And suppression poll is a form of that lying. They put out a poll saying the president is being trounced in the swing states. The battleground states have rejected Donald Trump. Donald Trump is toast. Our poll proves it. Well, why should you believe? They're lying. They lie to you in everything. Why would you suspect them to be telling you the truth with a poll? That wouldn't make sense. They lie to you 24 hours a day, and then they put out a truthful poll. I don't think so. But the suppression poll, what is the point of it? The point of it to bum you out, to convince you that your guy, Donald Trump, is going to get walloped. And to get you to give up. So we can't do that. We can't give. Actually, that's enough to make me not want to give up right there. The fact that they want us to give up. That's all the insult I need to get up 2 hours earlier in the morning. We'll be right back.
Best of the free life is still yet to come. The good times ain't over for good.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company? And it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks.
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
Did you know that you can be tracked and traced when you're online? With identity theft and cybercrimes on the rise, your passwords, your identity, and even your physical location can be revealed to complete strangers. Would you like to surf the internet anonymously and not have to worry about these threats? Well, now you can by visiting patriotinternet.com. For about $2 per month, patriotinternet.com will conceal your IP address and your physical location, allowing you to browse the web, send emails, and instant message anonymously. Patriotinternet.com will bypass filters, block sites, and keyword blocking. You can also bypass logging by your router and your ISP. With PatriotInternet.com, there is no software to install and uses 128-bit encryption for your protection. When using wireless hotspots, PatriotInternet.com shields your information from identity thieves and is compatible with Windows, Mac, and Linux. Protect your identity and your freedom with anonymous internet access from PatriotInternet.com. Visit PatriotInternet.com today.
Extend your life with Extendovite, a 7-herb combination made from garlic, cayenne, bilberry, hawthorn, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Each herb was chosen for their abilities to help improve irregular heartbeats, chest pain, lower cholesterol, as well as normalize blood pressure and clean and strengthen arteries, plus much, much more. Doctors have taken people off of some or all of their pills just because they believe their patients got better while taking Extendivite. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Now I got a funny one. This is a little vulgar, but you know, hey, these are weird times. So I'm not going to say anything vulgar or anything, but I just was shown a brilliant piece of a stroke of genius. And pardon the pun there. You're going to catch it in a minute here. A stroke of genius. You know that the communists, you know, burning American cities with the blessings of Pelosi and Schumer and governor of California, all Democrats, all demon rats, you know, and that name's a bit exaggerative maybe to some, when instead of saying Democrats, I said demon rats. But now you're seeing they really are demon rats. One of the things the demon rats put up on walls and deface our buildings and our monuments with is their communist clenched fist. So just visualize that clenched fist. You've seen it many times. They have stencils, and then they use a stencil to spray paint a clenched fist onto things. Some really imaginative patriot did something wonderful. I'm not going to, engineer, don't worry. You're not going to have to cut me off. I'm not going to get explicit. But now visualize that clenched fist, okay? And then you can add to that that I'm calling it a stroke of genius. Somebody added in with a big black marker one particular organ that you find on the male body. Is clenched by that clenched fist. And it's real easy to add in. If you ever see one of these clenched fists, you can just take a Marx-a-lot and draw in coming out either end of the fist, that stroke of genius. Oh, it's good. It's good. I'll tell you, I have to... I have to take my hat off to whoever thought of that bit of graffiti on graffiti. Very good. Counter graffiti. There we go. Counter graffiti. I love it. Anyway, let's go to one of our callers here. I think he's still waiting there out in Hawaii. Chris, are you there? Hi, good. Was my description of that counter graffiti too graphic?
No, it's quite all right with me. I work in the trade, so I hear stuff like that all the time.
It's so beautiful. I'm looking at it, so I have the advantage of looking at how good it really works. If you take a communist clenched fist, folks, and add a part of the male anatomy to the clenched fist, it really works. Okay, now go ahead, Chris.
Well,
go ahead.
Mr. Kelso, I just wanted to call and say this out of the utmost respect for you and your show. I've been listening for about 5 years now, probably from close to the very beginning. And I have to say, about 20 minutes ago was the saddest moment I ever felt listening to your show. When you said, what is done, and 99 days out, you feel that things are almost hopeless. And I just have to call and disagree. I think we're looking great. I think
Chris, by the way, Chris, this is the call I wanted. Thank you. Thank you. Now, I'm going to give you as much time as you want. And this is the call that the show needs and that I personally need. And I think your previous call to me, it was the same kind of an uplifting call. And let me just throw a little peanut gallery thought in here, Chris. Maybe sometimes you need to, not you personally, I can tell you don't need it, but sometimes some kind of people need scaring. They need to sweat. They need to worry. And so part of what I'm doing when I say I think we're going to lose on November 3rd, I'm trying to scare some people. I'm trying to make them sweat. I'm trying to get some people who weren't going to do anything, maybe weren't even going to show up vote. I'm trying to motivate them. You know, two different things will motivate people, excitement, enthusiasm, and Trump has that in spades. But another thing that will motivate people is fear, terror, dread. I think some of them that need that, I'd like to send that out there. And then the other thought, but now I want to turn the mic back over to you. I want you to do the best job you can. Show me the light at the end of the tunnel, Chris.
Well, first, in regards to the point that you just made, I could see that approach, perhaps, but I think right now in the alternative media, there might be a bit too much of that. And let's say, for example, Owen Schroyer on The War Room, one of Jones's shows, he's been really down and out. And he was the kind of guy that was saying, well, until Flynn gets off, I'm not with Trump. Flynn you know, he didn't, his lawyer got him off. Okay, well, until Trump does something for Stone, I'm not with him. Trump does something for Stone, he's still just on that negative Nui rant.
Well, I know, Chris, and I recognize you're talking about Owen Schroyer there on the Jones Network. And I hear what you're saying. I love, there's tremendous work being done by Jones and all those guys on that Jones Network. I haven't followed any one person well enough to be qualified to comment on any one person, but there are people who are, you know, I've been a Trump all the way 100%. And I still am. I mean, if Trump is defeated on November 3rd and we all go down, I'm going to have a little shrine in my house here that myself and all my children will visit every day. We'll light candles at that shrine, even though I'm not a Catholic. And or maybe we'll have LEDs, a little more safe to have LEDs. But I'll have a shrine to Trump, and he'll write some great book, and I'll want to get an autographed copy and all that. I mean, I will never cease my love of Donald Trump and my appreciation, sure, and gratitude for what he's done. So I have no doubts about Donald Trump, none whatsoever. My doubts are about our people, whether there are enough. And by the way, I have no doubts about the good people that are listening to your voice right now. Those are great people. Boy, if our nation were made up of the people that are hearing your voice right now, we would have no problem whatsoever. But I am afraid there aren't enough of us. Go ahead, Chris. Cheer me up some more.
I have to talk. That wasn't like saying to endorse Owen Schroer or anything. I was saying about numbers. Say Republic Broadcasting hopefully has 500,000 people listening on a daily basis. And then you could say Jones's broadcast network or GCN has maybe 1 million to 3 million. And if we discourage even a third of those people, you know, that could be up to 1 million votes in swing states, Michigan, you know, where there's a lot of patriots, Pennsylvania, Western Pennsylvania, where they might be like, yeah, you know what, it is done. Maybe I'll just stay home and keep my guns clean and wait for the fallout. And I think we got to approach it another way. I think we got to approach it like Patton would in the Battle of the Bulge. You know, give us the fuel. We're going to keep going forward. I don't know, understand the meaning of surrender. And that's what we got to do, because that's one of Trump's biggest heroes. And there's no coincidence that he's kicking butt no matter what. I mean, the moves he's doing on China, the things he's doing with the pharmaceutical industry, lowering prices, it's just nonstop winning every day. And the only reason we think there's any losing is because the Murdoch kids have taken over Fox News. And that's why I canceled Fox News a year and a half ago. And I don't get any news from it. I watch OAN, and I get my news from Trump's direct messages to us. And that's the most important thing.
Oh, I love. Thank you for saying messages. Thank you. And thank you for helping me swear off using the word tweet. Thank you.
And any good thing from Fox News, Trump's going to repost it in its messages. So it's not like we need to watch Fox News all the time to get the 10% of good stuff. Trump will repost the Jesse Waters. He'll repost the Sean Hannity. He'll repost what we need to hear from those giants on that network. Other than that,
Chris, you stay. Please stay there. I don't want to interrupt you. I'm not interrupting you. I want to just highlight the truth of what you're saying. What you're saying is wonderful, brilliant. Listen to Chris, folks. Listen to this. This is the great actor John Voight, and the president posted this. He just posted this, and listen to what the president posted. The president says, "Thank you, John." And now here's what John Voight is saying to all of us. And, you know, he's an old guy. John Voight, I must be in his 80s or something. I'll look it up. But for John Voight, this is the end of his life. This is the, you know, this is how it's going to end for him. This really matters. Listen to what he says.
Yeah.
Here he is.
America, follow this truth and no one will knock you down. Be gone with noise that has no matter. Jericho will bring forth the testament that reminds them to drop their swords and show who's the hero. So our gifted
America,
their swords and show who's the hero. so our America can sing her song with pride and honor. And no man or woman will destroy God's creation, for this land is our life, and our greatest heroes protected this homeland with blood, sweat, and tears, with hands that built this planet of her greatness, with her integrity, with her knowledge. And to have left-wing behavior, left-wing danger, destroying this nation, he will not allow. Because, my fellow Americans, God the Almighty gave all this to us. So we as a civilization, with all our greatness, must give back. And we shall protect the USA with God, and he who understands this liberty must protect as well. Let us all protect this beautiful nation. Let us all give back. We must not take for granted this breath we breathe, because without God's love, we would not be here. So bring back faith and trust. And don't forget that this November, we must vote to help keep President Trump in office so he can carry the torch for this land of the free. And my dear friends, Donald Trump will keep her flame alive, and he will protect the United States of America. God bless.
Now, part two of the same message, Chris. Wasn't that good?
Excellent. I love John Boyd.
This is our home, the USA, and we only must respect every gift that has been planted by our greatest presidents, every truth, to save this country. And this is the time to finally break through with seeing what's happening with all the lies and the anger. Donald Trump, he who has been sworn into presidency, has held this nation strong. You all must see this truth and have your ballots ready, for he is the only man, President of the United States of America, Donald J. Trump, who will save this nation's pride, so our future, our children, will remember what our history truly is, that our ancestors fought a great war for freedom and love. And with that truce, we became a union of In God We Trust. God bless.
Wow, two very powerful messages there from the actor that you all know. You've seen him in dozens of movies, John Voight. He's a brilliant man. But now, after these messages, this support he's given Donald Trump in the last election and this one, he's also a great man. So that was an encouraging thing. And then you just mentioned, Chris got it right, folks. He said, you know, to get the news, just watch the president's messaging. He'll message Jesse Waters. Well, I'm looking right at it, Chris. He just messaged Jesse Waters. He'll message Jeanine Pirro. I'm looking right at it. Here she is. I'll just play her opening words. And I'm getting them from the president because he's got them all collected on his message board. So here's Jeanine Pirro, just her opening.
You have 100 days. 100 days to save this country. As you've watched the attempted destruction of this great nation, yes, I said great nation, you probably felt like you were watching violence play out in a third world country, that this kind of thing doesn't happen in the United States. Well, I've got news for you. Elect the wrong person, and it's coming to your city.
Now, you know, you heard what she was just saying there, Chris. You know,
yes.
100 days to save the country. And if you don't, meaning this crap is coming to your city, meaning to your neighborhood. In other words, your world is going to come
unglued.
Absolutely. Yeah. So I'm not saying something. Jeanine Pirro is saying the same. I may be being somewhat more dramatic. I don't know. She's pretty darn dramatic. But now listen to Jesse Waters saying the same thing, or his version. And this is the president putting this up. And of course, he said that Fox is in the tank. Fox is controlled by the enemy. But there is this remnant of good people on Fox who I hope will form the core of a patriot network. But, you know, if we lose this election, Chris, I don't know that we'll have.
Which
enough.
We won't. There's no way we're losing this election.
Folks, yeah.
I don't go into a game saying, you know what, if I lose this game, it will be one heck of a game. Every time I used to play baseball or basketball in high school, I'd say, you know what? I'm going to kick some butt, even if I was going against this former state champion.
All right, Chris. I love you for that. I love you for that.
I don't believe in if.
But I But I guarantee if you and I are on a Navy destroyer, we're both going to participate in the lifeboat drills. We're going to participate in those lifeboat drills. We don't intend to lose the battle.
I do that regardless.
But we're going to be ready.
I have firearms and sorbo food irregardless.
Yeah, we're going to be ready when the tin can starts to go down. But they, now listen to Jesse Waters. Oh, well, hang on, Chris. Stay with me. We'll do a little break and come right back. Stay with us, folks.
Their last Seth John. Through the dust and the smoke of this man-made hell walked a giant of a man that the miners knew well, grabbed a sagging timber and gave out with a groan, and like a giant oak tree just stood there alone, Big John. Big
John. Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets, even with a growing audience every day. RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendovite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendovite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Big John. Big John.
Every morning at the mine, you could see him arrive. He stood 6'6" and weighed 245, kind of broad at the shoulder and narrow at the hip. And everybody knew you didn't give no lip to Big John.
That's Big Bad Donald
Big
John Trump,
John.
That is. And, you know, I'll tell you what, we're very fortunate to have a real optimist and a fighter, Chris, with us on the air. And hi, Chris, are you still there?
Yes, sir, I'm still here.
Alrighty, now you mentioned that Donald Trump will put things up that we need to see. He has put up at the top of his message account, formerly called his Twitter account, at the top of his message account, he has put up a challenge that he issued. He got interviewed by a puke, Chris Wallace. I mean, this guy, I get sick just looking at his face or hearing his voice. But he had the guts to do an interview with Chris Wallace. And he took Chris Wallace apart. And one of the things he did, he said to Chris Wallace, now I'm going to play it for you. You listen to it. The president thinks it's so important, he put it at the top of his Twitter account, right at the top, pinned. Let me just see if it's still there. Oh, God. His message account. 84.2 million of us following there on his message account. Here, first of all, let me read you this. Oh, he's got two new tweets up. Here's one that's 3 minutes old. 3 minutes. Now, that's hot off the press, Chris. So I'm reading it for the first time, and you're hearing it for the first time. The 2020 election will be totally rigged if mail-in voting is allowed to take place. Now, let me just insert right there. It's going to take place. I mean, don't you agree, Chris? We're going to see mail-in voting all over the country.
Well, Hawaii does have mail-in voting, but I'm still.
I think we're going to see it all over the country.
I think there's been more Democrat politicians in the last month getting arrested for mail-in voting fraud than ever in our history, and I think that he's starting to turn the screws.
I hope it's right. 99 days. I mean, if you're going to stop mail-in voting, you got to stop it before they mail it in. So, for instance, if mail-in voting is allowed, if I mail in a ballot and I was allowed to mail, the law allowed me to mail in a ballot, nobody can then retroactively cancel the mail-in voting. You see what time is of the essence here, folks. So anything mailed in, valid, invalid, fraudulent or otherwise, has to be allowed. So if mail-in voting is going to be stopped, it has to be in the next couple of weeks. And I don't see any sign that's going to happen.
I don't think there's been any general election mail-in voting because we still haven't even done our primary here yet.
Okay, I hope I'm wrong. I hope I'm wrong, and I am uninformed. I'll proudly admit to that. I'm uninformed on the question. So, but now let's read what the president says. He says if the 2020 election will be not rigged, he says, totally rigged. Okay, totally rigged. That means you lose. Totally rigged if mail-in voting is allowed to take place and everyone knows it. So much time is taken talking about foreign influence, but the same people won't even discuss mail-in election corruption. Look at Paterson, New Jersey. 20% of the vote was corrupted. 20%. Now, apparently, that's an election that just occurred in Paterson, New Jersey. 20% of it was fraudulent. Folks, if you have an election system where 20% of the votes are fraudulent, why even pretend? Why even, at that point, it's simply better go back to fighting in the street. I mean, if you're going to run your country and you're going to figure out who's in charge and how you're going to run your neighborhood and your city and county, if the elections are that corrupt, you will be better off if the new system is fight it out. You know, new constitution, three words. The name of the document would be longer than the document. Constitution of the United States of America, Article 1, Section 1, fight it out. That's the end of the Constitution. That's better. That's a better system than the one we have now. Okay, so there's the president says that. Now, get this. You know, I talked to Chris about how the president just said, I'm not going to be throwing out the first ball at the Yankee home opener in Yankee Stadium. And, of course, the reason he's not going to do it is because these pukes, these alleged men who are the stars of these two teams, every single one of them and every single coach, there wasn't a man in the group who would stand for the national anthem. Who wants that? So anyway, here, the president just put this up. he tweets this. He retweets.